Mikey, tough defeat to take here today. You won the McGurk Cup during the week. We came into this game with a defeat to Meath in the league, but you're hoping for 2 points today, but really outplayed by a very physically strong and a very classy Wicklow side.
Yeah, Brendan, there's only one team in it, to be honest, in the first 10 minutes. Before the match, I thought that the boys were switched on, you know, but 10 minutes in, you could see the body language just wasn't right, and it's hard to switch them on in. And look, there was only one team in it, Brendan, that looked a level above us, and we just dropped down to that level again where we were, you know, times when we switch off. I know we're missing a few bodies, but you expect the boys on the pitch to put on a good shift, and look, the intensity just wasn't there, and Wicklow just had far too much time in the ball and far too much space, and we just have to draw a line under it, you know, and maybe try and move on to next week. And picked up another couple of injuries with Conor Garrett and Gavin Brown, so we're really, really struggling at the minute for bodies, but we'll take a go at Tyrone next week. We'll not be too bothered, whatever comes out of it, and we'll look forward to the Nicky Rack and try to get some of the injuries read up, you know.
Yeah, it's looking like Meath will top the group, and then you've two and three play for the next semi-final. But as you said, Mickey, we're just speaking there, there's growth within this league for you without trying to go to 2A, because our first couple of seasons there, you know, we faced relegation battles, then we stabilised and we're fairly stable again, so that's progression for your squad at the minute, Mickey. You are where you want to be. Tough defeat today, but of course that Wicklow team coming down from 2A about 3 or 4 seasons ago, they're wanting to get back to that level, and we're still, I suppose, growing at this level.
Yeah, and Wicklow, when they get all their hurlers out, Brendan was saying earlier last year, they're a bit disarray down there, but they've all Embry hurlers back, and they're the strongest players available in the county, and they're definitely a Division 2A team. And look, on our day, we can put it up to them. We did, we meet, but it's just getting that consistency, you know, and going to 2A when you meet the likes of Kerry or Offaly and all, it might do you no good, because we're a young team and we're building, you know, and I think 2B is a spot for us for a year or two, you know, maybe down the line, but it's a massive step up to go to 2A. So to keep our status in 2B, we're happy enough. Not happy with the result today, you know. If we'd been bit by 2 or 3 points, it wouldn't have bothered me either way, but the attitude today wasn't good, and it was something we're going to have to fix going into next week and into the Nicky record. But as it goes, we're happy to keep our status there, and that's the most important thing. And as I say, I think we're not ready for 2A yet anyway, Brendan, so we'll not be too worried about a semi-final spot.
Yeah, let's build the championship. You mentioned there you've now 5 or 6 maybe your starters out. Of course, you lost Declan Coulter before this match today. Of course, your main scorer in chief and free taker. Any update on them? You're saying we've Tyrone up next, Mickey, but you're not that worried about obviously that league position as long as you're stable, so certainly be a matter of resting these guys, getting them ready for the championship, not so much next week's game.
Exactly, we'll be taking no risks, Brendan, and we can't afford it because the championship's only 2 weeks after that. So look, I'm saying whatever team takes the field against Tyrone next week, we'll be expecting them to give it everything, and if it's enough for in a semi-final, if it's not, as long as we get performance and just draw a line onto this week, that's all you're looking for, is a bit of, as you say, just a rebound back from this week and back to your normal way of working and putting our shoulder to the wheel for one another. So I say next week's whatever with the result, as long as we get a performance. But the players that's going to be starting, I've just been saying to them, they're expected, Bryn, to do the jersey about a pride, and it'll be the same next week against Tyrone. And look, if it gets you over the lines, we'll take a semi-final surely, but if it doesn't, so we have to move on to Fermanagh, and hopefully we'll have all the bodies back come for that, you know.
Yeah, it's always good to blood players. Mickey, I'm just thinking of one thing now, and I know as a manager you're trying to digest this performance, but you could potentially meet Wicklow in the Nicky record now. Now, there's nothing I think better than maybe a team thinking they have your number, and then you come with your best team back in championship and bring a different element to the game altogether. Should that happen down the line?
Yeah, and look, we showed nothing today, so they learnt nothing from us. There's more on us than that, and that's what we're just saying. And some days you get them days in sport, Brendan, where just nothing goes right, and everything goes flat on you. And on the sideline, there's not much you can do. You have your prep done and your tactics, whatever. But when things go flat in the pitch, it's hard to fix on the day, you know. But as I say, Wicklow, a 20-point defeat, I think when they come here two 6 weeks' times maybe, we'll be in a better place with the boys back. And there's a lot more on the boys that played today too. So they definitely are a good side, and they're probably going to be the team to beat in the Nicky record. But we'll be a lot closer to the next day, Bren, you'll be hoping, you know.